88.5 with Nick Harko. Good morning and welcome back to the studios here. It's Pete Yawn.
What's up, handsome Nick?
What's up, dude? Last time, Matt, I think you were here with JD for the Olms, right?
Yeah, that was probably like 2013.
Was it really that long ago? Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm getting old knowing you. You know? I think the first time I met you was years ago. And we've done a few things through the years, various incarnations of Pete Yawn and Nick Harko, for that matter. You're going to play us a couple of new songs from the new album, which comes out today. It's called Caretakers. Why don't you start off with something? Tell us a little bit about this. Play a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and chat.
Yeah, I'm excited to have the record out today. This is track one on it. It's called Calm Down, and it's kind of like I think it's about not getting bogged down with regrets, what you should have or should not have done, and just kind of telling yourself to, like, it's all good, you know, you don't have to worry about things.
I need to record that and have you tell me that every morning. Thanks.
Well, here it is. I'll tell you right now. That's the first song off Caretakers. I'll play the last song off Caretakers. So bookend it for you. It's called Try.
2, 3, 4.
When there's bad men telling you what to do, times when you're not worthless, if they're trying to break you down and they're doing the best, make it all go away. Yeah, don't you sympathize? Won't you try? If there's times when you're not listening, because
you're overwhelmed. When the world has let you down and you give it a rest, make it up to yourself, maybe take your own advice. Won't you try? Won't you try? Won't you try? When the world has let you down and you give it a rest, make it all go away, baby, don't you sympathize. And now's the time, wait, and it may never sell. Make it up to yourself, maybe take your own advice. Won't you try? Won't you try? Won't you try?
It's Pete Yorn live in studio on the Nick Harcourt Show with a couple of new songs. The album out today called Caretaker.
Caretakers, plural.
Caretakers. Because it takes more than one, obviously, for everything.
Multiples.
Again, thanks for coming in. It's been a while since we saw you in the studio here, although you did my Transmissions web series a couple of years ago. And I think, you know, when I think back of my career here in LA in radio and TV and the various things I've done, we must have done a dozen things together, various incarnations of your career.
Absolutely.
So let's come up to date with this incarnation and this batch of songs. You and I had a cup of coffee a couple of months ago, and you were talking about Calm Down, which came out as a single originally, right? And then preparing the rest of the songs that were going to be on this album. And it's a moment in time where not a lot of people release albums anymore. So what's the idea of sort of dropping a couple of singles first and then coming back with the album? Tell us about the concept behind that.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, working on a lot of new music, and I feel like it tells a story. And I initially, you know, if I let the way the business is dictate how I release music, I would say, I'm not putting out a record. I'm just going to put out a single here and there, and nobody buys records anyway. But, you know, the more I came around to it and the more I was building up more material, I think that I just thought it tells a story. And it would have been not enough to just put out a single here or there. I feel like, you know, the record in itself is only about, it's under 40 minutes, it's 12 songs, but I feel like it's a listen that I really kind of cultivated this list and this order that tells a story, at least the way I see it. And so I felt it was important to put, you know, this batch of songs out together.
So what's the story? I mean, you started off with Calm Down, and you went straight to the end. What happens in between?
Yeah. Well, you know, Calm Down for me is like this meditation on kind of just being here without needing anything to change in your world and in your life. And I notice, you know, myself and humans in general spend a lot of time distracted by thoughts, you know, just kind of missing the moment and thinking about what they did wrong or what they should be doing or what they need to do next week. And I lived that way for a long time, and it was just kind of draining, and I was like, I'm not want to do that anymore. And in between on Caretakers, all hell breaks loose. All sorts of interesting stuff happens. But in the end, Try is a hopeful song. Try is me always kind of, you know, not going too dark and not too bleak, even though there might be some dark moments disguised with happy music. But the end is... you know, it's kind of cliche, but it's a never give up song to me. It's like, even though you've hit your head against the wall so many times, you know, getting frustrated, whether it's just things in your personal life you might be dealing with or whatever, or things in the world outside yourself that you might be dealing with, is, you know, just kind of don't give up, you know. So that's what it means.
So what shifted for you to change your perspective? I mean, obviously we hope that as we get a little bit older, we learn from perhaps some mistakes and we evolve, but not everybody does. What happened for you? I mean, you became a dad. Did that make a difference? Was that a big shift for you?
That was something I remember forever. I wasn't one of those people who was like, oh my God, I gotta have children. I was kind of scared of it, even though part of me really didn't want to miss out on that.
I think everybody should be scared, to be honest with you.
And, you know, once LEB popped out, I was like, you know, instantly in love. It was all the things that I, you know, all the stuff I was worried about. What if I don't like her? What if I'm not in, you know, whatever, like all that stuff went to the wayside. I actually have less anxiety since we've had a kid. For some reason, it just all lifted. Maybe it forced me to just like just kind of snap out of some like noisy things in my head that don't really mean much anymore to me. But, you know, that's been a great thing. And it's actually the first record I'm putting out, or songs that I wrote since she was born. So I think that creeps in there a little bit. In my way, you know, you know, overall, I think Caretakers for me, just as you weave through it, it's kind of about, you know, it's kind of like responsibility, you know, and not just to like having a kid and all that, but, you know, different ways we're responsible to each other, you know, whether it's family or just people that you interact with or strangers on the street, you know, it's kind of this connectedness. And the album cover kind of reflects that to me. It's just all these people standing by the ocean, and there's all this that's unseen beneath the water, but then you see all the people on the surface, and I always imagine there's just like these invisible threads connecting everybody. And then ultimately I come back to the music too. Like, music has been so important to me and saved my life, you know, numerous times. And in a way, the music is a caretaker to me. It's like the music itself supports me, and so it's cool for me to think about songs in general having that kind of power. And then ultimately, you turn it back to yourself. It's like, you got to take care of yourself so you could be good for other people. So it's all in there in different ways.
Talk about connecting, and obviously the thread that runs through life. People are a big part of that. And when we collaborate with people, sometimes that can kick us off into new directions. Anything change with you in the writing process on these songs?
Yeah, you know, I had a great partner on a lot of it, and recording all these songs with Jackson Phillips, who has a band called Daywave. And kind of unexpected, like when I was least even thinking about starting to record a new record. In fact, 3 days before I went to his studio, I told my brother, I was like, yeah, I'm not really looking to make any music right now. I was just kind of really putting it on the back burner. And then I got an email, he wanted to hook up, and we got together, and just like out of nowhere, we just hit a flow and just started recording a lot of music. So yeah, finding a new creative partner really inspired me a lot, and Jackson was that guy this time around. So
what's the plans? The album is out today, and I know you've been doing solo tours in the last couple of years for a number of reasons, right? First of all, it's a lot easier to, you know, travel around with just you and your guitar.
It's pretty cool.
Instead of dragging four guys with you, and not that you, you
yeah, know, the practicality of it is nice. And you know, that's part of it for sure. But I think the main thing was I just wanted to have the freedom of, like, you know, there's no set list at the acoustic shows. And
right.
I love the freedom of just getting out there and playing whatever I'm feeling in the moment or whatever people want to hear. There's a lot of requests, and being able to play it fast or slow or any way I feel like taking a song that night, like, just reminded me why I love music, why I started playing in my bedroom when I was 12, you know? And like, sometimes you get into a place where like it becomes like a little bit of a prison, or like, oh, I gotta do it the same way every night, or you're stuck with this kind of lineup and it has to look and sound this way, and it got boring to me. It wasn't like rock and roll was freedom, and it became kind of not feeling that free to me. So the acoustic shows especially are very freeing.
I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of musicians through the years, and sometimes things stick with me that perhaps, you know, you do an interview and you're like, oh, that was fun, and you don't really remember too much about it. Every now and then something sticks with me, and I've spoken to Peter Frampton a couple of times over the years, and he told me something a few years ago, which I was really surprised to hear. I don't know why, I just was, and he said, there are no rules in music. Everybody thinks there are rules, that you should do it this way, that a song should start like this, should finish like this, that when you go out on the road, you should mic a drum kit like this, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, there's no rules. And the freedom that you get from understanding that is something that, you know, just takes you into a different world.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, like, everyone's going to have varying degree of success not following the rules, you know, whatever those may be. But, you know, I feel like there's an unconscious thing when you see someone kind of just being free out there and kind of following their own path. That's inspiring in itself. And, you know, that's what it's all about for me.
Do you have any shows coming up in L.A. that we can tell people about right now?
I'm going to be on Mr. Jimmy Kimmel's show. You can watch me on TV on the 12th of August.
Oh, that's on Monday.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. And then my next tour is actually not till October. It's going to be up and down the West Coast of Santa Ana. Actually, I will be playing down at that nice theater in Santa Ana that we all know, of course. The Observation Room, I believe it's called. Something like Observatory.
The Observatory.
Yes, the Observatory. All right. I've been there many times. I love that room.
Well, we'll keep an eye open for that and be sure to tell people as well. So
it's
listen.
All on PeteYorn.com. It's
there
all
you go.
There. Everything.
Do the business.
Everything's there.
Yeah. it's great to see you, mate, always. And
thanks,
what are you going to wrap up with? You going to do something for us to finish?
Yeah, let's do... let's see. You want to hear an older song?
Sure.
Can I play something from my last record?
You can play whatever you like, mate.
Let's try this. I'm gonna go back to the arranging time from 2016, which feels ancient at this point.
It's Pete Yorn on the Nick Harcourt Show at 88.5 FM. Good to see you. Happy Friday. Happy release day. The new album is called Caretakers. Good to see you, man.
Thanks, Nick. This is Halifax. Old song.
Terrorize the ones you love the most. Take a while to get back from your ghost. Send me a call. Never left at home. You got something for nothing. Yeah, you want to be alone. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waving. Reconciled to live here on your own. Yet everyone talking about the cold. Waiting at the bus stop waiting.